ओम ज्ञानतिमरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः कुप्रेमानन्दे Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. So Giriraj is here this morning, and we're talking about deity worship, ongoing discussion. In the process of Ashtanga Yoga, there are steps one has to follow, like Yama, Niyama, and they prepare one's mind and senses so that we can concentrate on the supersoul within the heart. The process of deity worship does exactly the same thing, only much more efficiently than Ashtanga Yoga, because the external world is made of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. And we're superior energy. Aparehemi tastanyam prakritim vidimi param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam daryatejagat. We're above these combinations of material elements. And how to become separated from those and be situated in transcendence. Well, Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitya etan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. By constant engagement of the senses in the Lord's service, we rise above the three modes of material nature and our attachment to them when we come to the level of Brahman. Deity worship, we engage all of these elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego, in the service of the Lord. What is the ego? The ego is naham bipro nacha narapatir napi vaisho nushudro naham barni nacha griyapatir no vanasto yatirvo kintu prodyan nikila paramaranna pratam ritabdir gopi bhartu parakamaleor das das anudasaha. It means that I'm not a Brahman, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra, I'm not a Brahmachari, I'm not a Vanaprastha, I'm not a Sannyasi, I'm not a Grihastha. What am I? I'm the eternal servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of and the maintainer of the gopis, who is Lord Sri Krishna. We begin meditating on what's our actual ego. I am eternal servant of Krishna. And starting from the subtle level. And then coming to the grosser levels of water and fire. All these elements we engage in the Lord's service. And they become spiritualized. We see before our eyes how fire becomes a spiritual element as it's being offered to the Lord, how water can be transformed into the holy rivers of the Ganges just by invoking the mantras. It's very malleable like that. All the elements are actually malleable. And when engaged directly in Krishna's service, and Krishna directly appears in his deity form, Krishna has kindly appeared today as Giriraj Maharaj. He's kindly appeared here in this parking lot in Radha, Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, Shriman Mahaprabhu, Shishi Lakshmi Nishringadev, to accept our service. And in doing so, in engaging our senses and all of the different material elements that we offer to the Lord in earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, those all become instantly spiritualized. And anyone who performs deity worship, actually, according to the correct process, entering into deity worship means, of course, most of us here have had the classes and learned that there's a process of purification. In chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, anyone can chant. Doesn't matter what situation you're in now. There's no necessity, actually, even for a formality. You can just start chanting and get the benefit right away. Deity worship, you're supposed to go through the Pancha Samskar system, and that means purification through beginning to follow rules and regulations of austerity, identifying yourself as a Vaishnava externally by wearing tirlok and neck beads, and then taking a Harinam initiation, taking a mantra initiation where you receive the mantras for worshiping the deity from a spiritual master who's received them from a spiritual master. They're secret. You can't just take those kinds of mantras. Why? Because Krishna's revealing himself in a very intimate, personal way, and he doesn't want it exposed to the whole world. Do you want your life exposed to the whole world? You don't, do you? So neither does Krishna. So he also reveals himself in a very particular way. He's very choosy who he reveals himself to in this very personal way. Therefore, you have to approach him in the way he asked. You don't just barge in on somebody and say, "Hi, hey, can I know more about you?" So Krishna is the same way. He reveals himself through his devotees. And the devotees who have taken shelter of other devotees, they can know that, because where does Krishna reside? Within the heart of the devotee. They have that realization and they pass it on and they reveal the deity externally, actually. That's what temples are. That's why there are temples of Gaur Nitai all over the world, because Nitai and Gauranga, because that was what was in Prabhupada's heart. He went all over the world. There never were temples of Nitai and Gauranga all over the world, but now there are, because that was what came out of Srila Prabhupada's heart. Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhutam Swayam Bibo Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Gadabrita. The devotee of the Lord carries the Lord within his heart, and he reveals him externally. And one of the ways that he appears is in the deity. And that's coming from the heart of the devotee. So how do you get to do deity worship? You have to go to a devotee and say, "Give me the mantras. I want to know. I want to enter into this also." That's why they're secret. So you can get those mantras. This is Pancha Samskara. Then you're eligible to enter into what's called yaga, or actual worship of the deities, using all of the secret mantras, which are very dear to the Lord and which are very precisely meant to spark a particular kind of devotion within our heart when we're worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, worship of Krishna, we've talked about different aspects of worshiping Krishna, and one of my favorite aspects of deity worship is putting the Lord to rest at night. When I was a brahmachari, whenever I'd come to a new temple, and I used to travel a lot and go to new temples, I'd always go in and volunteer and ask if I could be the one to put the Lord to rest at night. I'd come back from Sankirtan and get showered and go in, and the last thing I do at the end of the day is go in and put the deities to rest. And it's very sweet and intimate, because it's a quiet time, and everyone else is going to bed, and, you know, putting the Lord in his pajamas and offering him a little sweet before he goes to bed, and, you know, tucking him in. It's really like, it's just touching, actually, you know, to see him go to bed. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the source of everything else, but he likes to get tucked in. And that, what could be more personal than that, you know? So really, putting your deity to rest is about tucking the Lord in at the end of the day. And you can make a nice bed for him. As you'll see on the altar here, we have beds. Now, the large deities, of course, you can't put to bed at night, because it would be difficult to do that. Therefore, we in all temples, whenever there's a big deity, there's also a small deity, and so the small deities are put to bed at night and bathed and done. All these other things are done for the small deities, and that also covers the large deities also. They accept the worship through the small deities. And in temples where there isn't a small deity to go along with a big deity, then you worship a Shalagram Shila. That's one of the reasons there are Shalagram Shilas in temples, because that's a specific form of the Lord. He's so small and easy to handle that he'll accept all the worship on behalf of the large deities in the same mood that you're worshiping those deities. So now I'll talk a little bit about the procedure for putting the Lord to rest at night. And I'm going to have Akurnath Prabhu read these things aloud as we go through. I'll just indicate which parts to read aloud, and then I'll enact the process. It's actually very simple, but most of the procedures for deity worship can be simplified down to the basic activity that you're doing can be simplified in a few different activities, or they can be more elaborate. And I've found in my own deity worship that I like to start simply, and then as I feel inspired by Krishna, and I see that he's providing a space of opportunity for me, then I learn more, and or I'll do more, and I'll increase it. And I've found increasing also is very engaging, because after a while you gain unconscious competence in the mantras that you're saying to put the Lord away and the different procedures that you're doing. But at the same time, in doing that, your senses become very controlled. And it is a very powerful way to control the mind. Especially for householders, it's important to do deity worship, because we have so many other distractions. And the deities become the wedge in our life that, I know I have to do my deity worship. Even no matter how simple it is, my deity worship comes first, and then everything else comes after that. And once you enter into the deity worship, all the other problems of your life diminish, and he becomes the central focus. I've made a sheet today with some procedure for the putting the deities to rest. It's a very simple procedure that I've written here. There are other elements that you can add, but these are the basics. And before we get to that, there are two points I want to bring up. One is the first point of there's a mantra on the top of this page, which I'll make available to everybody right after this class. I'll just send it out as a PDF, and you can have this whole thing. The mantra, Kurunath, could you read the mantra on the top?
Shri Guru Paramananda Premananda Palaprata Brajananda Pradananda Sevayangmang Niyojaya.
In the translation?
My dear spiritual master, who gives the fruit of the highest bliss, the bliss of love of Godhead, please engage me in the blissful service of Sri Krishna, who bestows bliss upon the land of Braja.
So when we're going into worship the deity, we're always going in on behalf of our spiritual master. So it's the disciple is compared to a lotus flower, and the guru is like the water, and Krishna is like the sun. When the lotus flower is in the water, it does very nice. But if the water dries up, then the sun will burn the lotus flower, and it'll dry up too. So the lotus always wants to be surrounded by the water. So we should always surround ourselves in this feeling, in this mood, when we're doing deity worship, when we're approaching Krishna. We should be feeling that I'm an instrument in the hands of my guru, and I'm going in on behalf of my guru to worship Krishna. I'm doing it on his behalf. I'm just an instrument. And so it's always guru first on his behalf. And this mantra, I recommend that you learn this mantra and you use this mantra in your home deity worship and also your temple deity worship. And it's a very beautiful mantra, and it's easy to say. It rolls right off your tongue. Can you say it one more time?
Shri Guru Paramananda Premananda Palaprada Brajananda Pradananda Sevayangmang Niyojaya.
Powerful meditation on the guru. So this comes first when we come in to do our deity worship, when we're approaching the Lord. And the next thing, which is from the Archanapadati, which comes from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. The Hari Bhakti Vilas is a book that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally commissioned Sanatana Goswami to write about all the different processes of deity worship and Vaishnav behavior, and from A to Z. And in that, from that, we also have the Archanapadati. The Archanapadati, oh, there you are. I was looking around wondering where you were. And the Archanapadati is a shortened form of the deity worship section of the Hari Bhakti Vilas. So the next item, which is very sweet program to perform when you go in to do deity worship, is called Pushpanjali. Are you singing? Who's singing? I just hear singing and I can't tell where it's coming from. Okay, so performing Pushpanjali, can you read that aloud, please?
Pushpanjali is an offering of flowers or flower petals signifying surrender. Offer flowers or flower petals first to the feet of your guru, then Paramaguru, Nityananda, Chaitanya, Subhadra, Balaram, Jagannath, Radharani, Krishna. Esaha Pushpanjali plus Mula Mantra for each deity. Or, please accept these flowers of surrender.
So, as he was saying that, you saw how long it took me to do the Pushpanjali. But the idea of the Pushpanjali, you're ringing a bell, and you start with your guru, then your Param Guru, and then Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya. It goes in ascending order. So if there's Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, you'd offer, after Lord Chaitanya, you'd offer to Subhadra, and then to Balaram, and to Lord Krishna, and then to Jagannath, and then Radharani, and then Lord Krishna. You offer flowers to their lotus feet, and you'll yes? Ascending order. So Guru, Param Guru, then you go Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, then Radharani, then Krishna. If you have Jagannath deities, then it would be Subhadra, Baladev, and Jagannath, like that, ascending. It's so, and of course, what's ascending is a little bit relative, because it depends what the main deities that you're worshiping in the temple are. Sometimes Lord Jagannath's the main deity in the temple. He's the central deity. For us, Shishi Radha Madan Mohan are the main deities. So, but the idea is there of ascending process. And so this is a way of offering surrender before you approach the deities, before you do artik, before you offer your puja, before you offer, you know, prasadam, before you offer boga to the deities, you offer this Pushpanjali. And it's a very nice way to become fully aware, to bring your mind to full attention when you're coming in, of what your sankalpa is, that you're offering this in surrender. So first, you just take some flowers. Now, I recommend in your deity worship, always have a little bowl of flowers, because when you do offerings throughout the day, then from this little bowl of flowers or flower petals, you can take, they'll stay fresh for one day at least. And when you're doing your offering, before you start, you do your Pushpanjali, offer to your spiritual master, to your Param Guru, and up the line like that before you begin your puja. It takes you a few seconds. There are mantras, you say, Esha Pushpanjali, and then the Mula mantras. And before you receive initiation into the mantras, then you can just say, please accept these flowers of surrender. And in your mind, at each deity that you offer to, you're asking permission to worship the next deity. And you go up the line like that. Is that clear? Any question? Okay. Yes? Your grandfather. So you have your immediate guru, and then the guru of your guru is called your Param Guru. Like Prabhupada is my guru, and then Srila Prabhupada is my initiating guru, and his initiating guru is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he's my Prabhupada's my guru, and my Param Guru is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And then you have your Param Param Guru. And your Param 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 Param, you know, it goes up the line back to Krishna. That's the idea. Yes, that's right. I like that. Any other question about Pushpanjali? Okay. Can you now start with the procedures for putting the Lord to rest, and just read one at a time, going slowly?
Perform Achmana.
Okay, Shivaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha.
While ringing a bell, call out the names of the deities and approach the altar.
Jai Shishi Nitai Gauranga Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Next.
Recite Shri Guru Paramananda Premananda Palaprada Prajananda Pradananda Sevayang Mang Niyojaya.
Next.
Perform Pushpanjali.
Which I've done, but I'll do it again. Esha Pushpanjali, I'm Gurave Namaha. Esha Pushpanjali, Klim Nityanandaya Namaha. Esha Pushpanjali, Kungoraya Namaha. Esha Pushpanjali, Kunkishnaya Govindaya Gopichana Balabhaya Swaha.
Remove the deity's crown and flute, and if it is possible, dress the deities in night clothes before they go to bed. Set up the beds.
This is Giri Raj's traveling bed.
Put the deity's shoes next to their bed. Ideally, set them on a small pillow or mat. Place the deity's paraphernalia next to their bed. Place water, cooked down milk, tambula next to their bed, saying, please accept this offering. Meditate on the deities enjoying the offering. Place the deities in their beds or meditate on doing it. Massage the feet of the deities or meditate on doing it while reciting the mantra for each respective deity, or just say, O my Lord, O my dear spiritual master, please take rest now.
O my Lord, O my dear spiritual master, please take rest now. And now you can tell the mantras. Yes? Yeah, you'll put the spiritual master to rest also, otherwise you'll be up all night. So you put the Lord to bed first, and then you go in descending order down. And if you're putting a lot of deities to rest, today I'm simplifying because I brought Giriraj, but next, if you'll see from the mantras going down that you'll put the main deity to rest, and then the other deities you can put to rest, ending with your spiritual master. And there's a way to do that, which he'll describe. For the main deity, it's a very practical thing. If you put the main deity in the bed, the other ones you'll just do by mantra, because you can be very elaborate and you can have 15 beds or something at home if you have all. Or with the spiritual master, you just touch his feet and you'll meditate on his, you're massaging his feet and then putting him in his bed by saying the mantra, and Karnath will say the mantras. They come in descending order. You'll see.
For Radha Krishna, Agacha Sayanasthanam Priyabhih Sahakeshava Divya Pushpatya Sayayam Sukhang Vihara Madhava. Now come, O Keshava, along with your beloved Srimati Radharani and her friends, to the bed covered with transcendental aromatic flowers. Now happily enjoy your pastimes, O Madhava.
It's also, which brings up a nice point, one embellishment is, it's nice, if you have fragrant flowers, it's nice to put some fragrant flowers in or around the Lord's bed when he or she are taking rest.
For Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, Agacha Sayanasthanam Agrajena Hyadhokshaja Agacha Nijasayangcha Subhadre Me Dayang Kuru. O Lord Jagannath, if you please, you and your elder brother Balaram may now come to your beds. O Mother Subhadra, please come to your resting place and kindly bestow your mercy upon me. For Lord Chaitanya, Agacha Vishrama Sthanam Swaganaik Sahagauranga Kshanam Vishramya Sukhena Lilaya Vihara Prapo. O Lord Gauranga, please come to your resting place along with your associates. O Lord, rest comfortably for a moment, enjoying your pastimes. For Lord Nityananda, Agacha Sayanasthanam Nityananda Jagadguru Tavarupe Mahavishnur Anante Sayanang Kuru. O spiritual master of the universe, Lord Nityananda, please come to your place of rest. In your form of Mahavishnu, please rest upon the thousand-headed serpent known as Shesha. Srila Prabhupada. If you have a deity of Srila Prabhupada, you may follow the same procedure as above for the other deities. If you have a picture, then touch his lotus feet in the picture while chanting the following mantra and meditate that he is going to bed. Agacha Sayanasthanam Swaganaik Saha Parama Guru. O grand spiritual master, please come to your resting place along with all your associates. Spiritual master, if you have a picture, then touch his lotus feet in the picture while chanting the following mantra and meditate that he is going to bed. Agacha Sayanasthanam Swaganaik Saha Shri Guru. Spiritual master, please come to your resting place along with all your associates. Take out the prasadam, transfer, wash the plates if you made an offering. Turn out the altar lights and close the curtains or altar doors, if the altar has them. If not, then just quietly leave the room, turning off the lights as you leave. Offer obeisances to your spiritual master. If you have removed any jewelry or clothing, then carefully put them in the proper storage places, respecting them as the Lord's paraphernalia.
Now, if you could see Giridhar in his bed here, I mean, you might want to take a look, but it's just so you can... That's samadhi, or the perfection of meditation, when you see the Lord in his bed and he's looking at you and just going to sleep and you've massaged his feet. Then, you know, this is the perfection of all meditations. And it's not something you have to, you know, practice over and over again to actually feel the samadhi or to be in samadhi. You'll feel it even the first time you do it. This is why deity worship is so powerful. Anyone who performs deity worship in the proper way, they'll all say the same thing, is that they become addicted to it. They become attached to it because Krishna is reciprocating with them. He sees you offering these very personal kinds of things, and in your heart, he gives you a special darshan, which means, you know, you'll see his eyes, you'll see his smile, you'll think of his lotus feet, or offering little items. And all those things will stick in your mind, and this brings you very quickly to the transcendental position of and the perfection of meditation. Any questions about putting the Lord to rest? Yes.
Hari, Prabhu, I had a question. When I put them to rest, I have realized that now maybe I have to put them in the line as what you had mentioned. I have next to the DT place, I have a big like a table where I put the cloth and then put the three beds, and I have Jagannath and Baldev on the top, and then on the left side I'll have Subhadra Maharani and Dadu Gopal, and on the right I have Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So, and I actually have the photographs of Guru Parampara and all of them. I put all of them to rest. So, is there a descending order, ascending order in which I have to start putting them, like how you had mentioned? Because I also have Laddu Gopal. So, should Laddu Gopal go first, or Jagannath, Baldev, and Subhadramaya go first?
Who's your main deity? It's according to your feeling on that.
Actually, I should say, Prabhu, I have the deities of all of them, but I don't have Radharani and Krishna. But I have a big picture of Radha Gopinath next to them, which is a picture. But actually, Radha Gopinath is the first offering. So I don't know if it's
you
right.
You do one thing. You meditate and pray really hard next time you do, and Krishna will reveal to you who should go to bed first. Because in this case, it's up to your personal feeling. It's not a pedantic thing.
Yeah, but I can't put Radha Gopinath to rest because...
if you want to put them to rest, all you have to do is touch their feet and ask them to go to bed. I'll just say, you know, this goes into a general category of, like, how detailed should I get in my home deity worship? And the answer is as much as you can accommodate. And there, for every mantra and for every detail, there's a shortcut. And that has to do with, instead of offering flowers, you can offer water. Instead of offering a bed, actually, you can do it through meditation. I don't make kheer every night for the deities, but I do offer the mantra for many of these things that are extra. Like tambula, I don't make tambula every day, but when I make an offering to the Lord and then I come back to clear the plate, I offer him tambula through mantra. And that's okay in deity worship. So you can do it like that.
So in case if I meditate upon putting Radha Gopinath to rest, that means I need to have a bed and thing, at least in my mind.
In your mind, yes.
In original, yeah. That they have rest.
You can do like that. Okay, anything else? Okay.
Aloha. Junior Das here. Does Giri Raj have feet and
yes.
stuff? And Jagannath has feet?
Yes.
I can't imagine what they look like.
Well, keep chanting and you'll see them.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. So now we'll have, this will all be available. I'll send it out to everybody so you can have the list. You can go through and especially learn that first mantra to the guru, and then also for Pushpanjali. I highly recommend you practice that. It's easy to do, and it adds a lot of flavor to your deity worship, and it's also part of the Archana Padati. It's recommended. Now we're going to have a... I do have a few copies here if anybody wants one immediately. So here you are. Now we're going to have the highlight of today's program, which will be driven by Malini Devi Dasi, and she's going to continue her ongoing series on Vaishnav etiquette. She has a lot of things prepared for us today, as well as a dancing demonstration and many other things. So let's take a 3-minute break so I can put Giriraj Maharaj back in his traveling pouch, and Malini can get set up with her Frank. So 3-minute break. Go Premanande Haribol.